around her as she waited for her name to be called. Beyond the gilded doorway, muffled chatter and bursts of musical laughter struck panic into her heart. Parties never got any easier, and this was no ordinary party. Beyond that doorway, the most esteemed nobility of Aldland feasted and mingled, and presiding over them all was Queen Helena and the Queen Consort Isolde. Drawing a deep breath, Natalie closed her eyes and silently cursed Lady Luray for insisting she wear so heavy a gown, and one which hugged her figure so unforgivingly. Perspiration beaded on the small of her back. The purple silk, she had been told repeatedly, complemented her pale ivory skin and brought out the copper tinge to her hair.
"How many are there?"
Randan's deep, steady voice calmed her nerves. She opened her eyes, turning to him for comfort. He was dressed all in black, the leather-capped shoulders of his doublet overhanging just enough to add even more breadth to his already intimidating size. Silver embroidery shimmered as he shifted his weight between his feet. He held himself proudly, head high, enormous shoulders back, all too familiar with the sensation of being put on show. Whereas Natalie's neck warmed as a blush crept across her throat, Brandon's complexion was calm and cool. His beard was neat, the brown and silver bristles combed straight and smoothed with some kind of pine-scented oil. The silver at his temples gleamed against the dark brown of his hair, matching the embroidered vines on his doublet. Despite her nerves, Natalie could not help but yearn for him. A footman guarding the door lifted his chin in answer to Brandon's question. He was a young man, tall and slim, with dark brown eyes and cool, tawny skin. His impassive expression brightened into a polite smile.
"Some 300 guests, sir."
The blood drained from Natalie's face. 300. 300 pairs of eyes judging and scrutinizing. 300 mouths gossiping. Her legs grew weak beneath her. The footman's vivid midnight blue tunic and pristine white hose blurred in front of her. A low chuckle sounded in Brandon's chest. He raised his eyebrows and said,
"Big party."
"Indeed, sir."
The footman offered the pair a sympathetic smile.
"I know everyone is very excited to see you. There's been talk of little else this past week."
The earth shifted beneath Natalie's feet. Reaching out, she placed a hand on Brandon's forearm, steadying herself against him.
"Do you think they'd mind if I stay out here all night?"
The warmth of Brandon's palm on the back of her hand anchored her to the room.
"You'll be fine, love. It's just a party."
"I don't like parties," she muttered, though it was impossible to truly be sullen when he held her so tenderly. Brandon smiled. It was easy for him. He was so used to being admired and watched. His life as one of Aldland's champions, a prize-winning fighter, had made him immune to the embarrassment of having every pair of eyes in a room comb over his body, of whispers behind his back, and the endless questions and prying. Natalie had only been truly renowned for 2 weeks, and already she wanted to flee from it. Their celebrity had begun back in Westgarden, with a handful of letters, exaggerating and dramatizing the story of how she saved Brandon's life in the Midsummer Melee. At first, the admiration had been amusing, but now it was suffocating. Brandon gave her hand a reassuring squeeze.
"We'll just go in, eat, drink, dance, answer their questions. It'll be all right. Besides, you're more used to talking with nobles than I."
"I don't think talking to myself counts," she grimaced. "I've spent most of my life avoiding this sort of thing."
"Lady Blackmere," he laughed.
"You've faced bandits and champions."